How many appreciate him? Do you remember today where you have been from morning? Oh, yes, sir. You're going out and coming in. Have you considered this as you are standing here this moment? Your children that have gone to school and they are back. Praise the Lord. Oh, how he has made something, the kitchen being hot. Got something to take in for the physical body. Oh, his sustaining power. He's so good, brethren. It has to take him. Because he said every footstep that we take is being challenged by Satan. If the Lord will reveal to us all the powers and principalities, workers of darkness, how they pursue us. But yet, all the time, he said, every footsteps of a righteous man is being directed of the Lord. He has protected us. And this evening, grace has been on our side to be in his presence. Do you have something to tell him this evening? Amen. Just to say, Lord, I thank you. Yes. Hallelujah. He's coming soon. He's coming very soon. Oh, with joy we welcome his return. And it may be morn, it may be night or noon. Oh, I know, oh, he's coming soon. Oh, you know that he's coming soon. Then let's say, Lord, we thank you for today. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Grace again, Lord Jesus. Your protection from morning to this hour, Lord. It has been, Lord Jesus. Oh, your hand over your children. It has been, Lord Jesus. Oh, your mercies, your grace, your loving kindness towards us. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for sustaining us in our homes. Oh, you have given us, Lord. Our tables have been full. Oh, you have filled our natural body, Lord. And that, Lord Jesus, our children, you've protected them. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. We know one of these days, Lord, you are coming. We know the time is so near. And Lord Jesus, how we welcome you, O Lord. Oh, Father, even this evening, Lord Jesus, that grace has been sufficient for us. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. We give glory to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We are looking, O Lord, for your coming. We are looking. We are waiting. You have made us ready by your word, O God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, how we appreciate you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God, that once again, grace, Lord, has been sufficient for us. It has taken us through the day, you, Lord. Our working places in our homes. In our schools, oh Lord, many mercies that, Lord, you've given to us. Amen. Oh, Father, we thank you this evening. It is yet another Wednesday, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the church bells that is in our hearts, Lord. Oh, just ringing and drawing our attention, Lord. That, Father, we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as we see the time approaching. And that, Lord Jesus, you want us, O God, to provoke one another to love, O God. And Lord Jesus, we pray that your presence this evening, O God, oh, will bring that provocation, O Lord. That through your word, Lord, we will receive from thee, O God. Oh, even the spirit, Lord Jesus, we need, O God, to lift us up above every troubles and even every thing that Lord besets us, O God, that Father, we would throw ourselves into prayer. And that the Holy Spirit, O Lord, will bring the utterances unto us. Oh, for us to say the right thing, O God. So, Lord Jesus, bless your word, O God. As Lord Jesus, we wait, O God, oh, for your inspiration now, Lord. Oh, to lift us up, O God. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. And Father, we remember as many that weren't able to come, Lord, bless them, Lord Jesus. They may be at work and other issues that Lord Jesus have stopped them, but Father, we know how they desire to be here, O God. So, Lord, bless each and everyone, Lord. And share, Lord Jesus, every blessing here, O God. Oh, let them receive their portion, O God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren, for coming. We shall read something from Hebrews 11. I think last Sunday, Pastor was preaching from faith is something that we can never leave it, because faith, we said, without faith, we can never please God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's read something from Hebrews 11. Let's read something from Noah, and then we will come back to Abraham again. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11:7 said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And he said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. And by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in the strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundation, which builder and maker is God. Amen. How many love him? Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, we look at all these heroes of faith, Lord. And we take inspiration, Lord Jesus, tonight. The Lord, even all these people, witnesses that surround us, oh, Lord, it is supposed that, oh, God, we are to run the last lap of this race, oh, God. Amen. Father, give us faith. Thank you, Lord. That, Lord Jesus, the power that is in us, oh, Lord, we will use this faith to bring that power, Lord, that your name be glorified. Amen. We thank you. We bless you this evening, Lord, as we have come, Lord, to seek your presence, Lord, and even we ask that, Lord, our utterances, Lord, to be according to what you will for us. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Your brother, Maxwell Jr., sent greetings to all of you. Amen. One thing is that he's finding it difficult actually to cook. Praise the Lord. So you remember him in prayer. Amen. We thank the Lord. But one thing the Lord has done, brethren, is just so great. You know, that city, Groningen, is a city for students from various parts of the world. And, you know, these students, most of them, this is their first time of actually getting something like freedom from their parents. Amen. And you could just imagine the lot of hooliganism, drinking, smoking, and all those of things. That's all that's around about that city. And in fact, looking for a place, a room, it has to take God. Because you don't know who are going to be your other roommates in that flat or in that house. And we really put that into prayer. But as the other day I was saying, the last minute before we were able to get a room, and it was the perfect place. Because his other colleagues that are in the house, a sister from Germany, and then the landlord himself is a young brother. And it's just fascinating. He has really found the right, God has given him the right place to live among the people. And then yesterday he told me the sister looks to be very religious from Germany. So he asked him, what is your belief? And he said, I'm a Pentecostal. And then he asked, is it these modern Pentecostals? The engineer said, he told him, the old-time Pentecostal religion. Yeah. Amen. So he said she has a lot of questions that you start to ask so that you help, engineer will help him to know the answers. So remember him in prayer. Last Sunday, the house of the voice of God, they came to pick him to where the church is, and they don't have a minister, and so they listen to the tapes. So it was a meeting that from various places they come together to meet at that place, and it was really a blessing hearing the message from the prophet. Praise God. So he's really settled. And so he said, I should tell you that he thank all of you for your prayers, that he's well settled now. May the Lord bless all of you for your prayers. Praise the Lord. So tonight, let's look at our brother Noah. Amen. And then we will move to Abraham. Praise God. We are just looking at faith tonight. Without faith, we cannot please God. So here is Noah. He said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Things not seen as yet. Praise God. He was moved with fear. Brethren, this is the thing now. That you have not seen, yet you believe. Amen. Let's look at whom? Thomas. When he was told that Christ was risen, he said, unless I see him, I will not believe it. Praise God. Let me begin to look at that scripture somewhere, I think in John. He said, if he had not seen Christ by his own to feel his palms, he was not going to believe it. Praise the Lord. And then Jesus, after that day when he appeared to the apostles, the disciples, Thomas was not there. So they told him. So 8 days later, he said, while they were still in the chambers and they have closed the doors. Christ came and stood in their midst. And somewhere in John 20, let's listen to what Jesus told Thomas. As John 26, let me read from 26. And he said, after 8 days, again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Amen. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger. Yeah. Because what he was saying, Jesus have already heard it already. He wasn't there, but he knew everything. Amen. Jesus, our Lord, knows everything. Amen. We cannot hide anything from him. Amen. Whatever we say behind doors, oh, he hears everything. Amen. So when he came in, he said, Thomas, just here, feel my hand. Praise God. He said, reach hither thy finger. Hold my hands and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not, faithless, but believing. Amen. Amen. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. You see. Then Jesus said, verse 29. He said, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But he said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Blessed are they that have not seen, but what have believed. Amen. Oh, many saw, but they never believed. Many a time we always say, if I were that day when Christ and the murderer, they were put for what? To make a choice. Oh, I would have chosen Christ. I wouldn't have been one of them who said, crucify him. I wouldn't have been one of them. But my brother, my sister, he's here, still here. Amen. Praise God. Or do you want to feel him before you believe? Do you want to feel him? He's here in his word. And so, the very attitude of me towards this word would have been the same if I were there. Praise the Lord. If my attitude is what? To believe, then surely that day I wouldn't have shouted, crucify him. But if my attitude towards this is what? Lukewarm. Then surely you would have what? Also said, crucify him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so Noah, he said, things that have not yet, he have not yet seen. Give me Hebrews once again. He was what? Moved with fear. And then he did what? Prepare an ark to the saving of his house. Amen. So when the song leader brought the song, he's coming soon. Amen. Then he talks about what? Our preparation. How much have we prepared? We have heard that he is coming. Noah heard something. Yes. That something was forthcoming. Though he has not seen it before. No one has ever seen it. Many were what? Challenging the very thing that what? Noah heard. That there would be what? Rain coming from heaven. So, how? Where is the water hanging? Praise the Lord. Had not yet seen, but he was moved with fear. Why was he moved with fear? Because it was the word of God. Praise the Lord. Because it was, thus saith the Lord. Something you have not yet seen, but is going to happen. And because God has spoken, he was moved with fear. Amen. Brethren, that is exactly what is expected of us in this our day. If only you have heard, thus saith the Lord, something must move you. Towards what? Towards preparing yourself, because we have heard that he is coming. We have heard that there is going to be a judgment upon this land. And here, look at our brother Noah. He said what? He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Amen. Oh, brethren. Parents, mothers, fathers, it is our responsibility. And my brother, my sister, who are not yet married, he said, oh, what about us? Yes, your very self. We need to what? Make sure that our home, we have what? Prepared our home. Brethren, our home. Now, if you look around, brethren, in 3 years' time, surely we got to find we cannot stay, I believe by 3 years' time we wouldn't be here. Because the children are growing very fast. All the children in this house, they are all growing very fast. The other day, I came in here, and I started counting what? The chairs that are in this house. How many, who have ever counted it before? Oh, praise God. I take everything into real seriousness. So I started counting from here, counting, counting. I got 91 chairs. Praise the Lord. And I said, So this church, we come and all the chairs, many a time, is filled up. So 91 people in this church here. Including our children, because they also take one seat. Brethren, the children, they are growing fast. Amen. And there is that responsibility, my brother, waiting, my sister, that we need to what? Prepare for the saving of our house. Amen. Praise God. And brethren, it has to take forth the fear of God in you. To know that what is coming, it needs a real preparation. What is coming needs what? Real preparation. Then we read the next verse, coming to what? Coming on Abraham. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. Oh man, my brother, my sister, called out from the comfort of his home. Go out. Go. Because he came out because it was what? God that called. Because God has called, he knew that as long as it is thus saith the Lord, then he had got to what? Obey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we hear Noah moved with fear. And we hear Abraham obeyed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, obedience to the word. Obedience to the word. And Abraham obeyed and went. And it wasn't easy for him. Maybe if it were me, I would have gone back to the comfort of my home. Because I have a place where there's everything, my family, everything, they are all around me. And now look at me in a desert place. rocky areas. Oh, Lord. Living in tents. Yet, Abraham, oh, yes, sir. He sojourned in this strange country, believing and trusting that he will be a heir. That promise will never fail. He knew that that was going to be a city. Going to be a city. A city that's his builder and maker is God. He knew that there wasn't any continuing city here. My brethren, there's no continuity here spiritually. There's no continuity here. That's why we are pilgrims here. We are just passing through. Praise God. Last week, we were talking about Abraham. I just used that these very two scriptures to bring us back to the very topic again on Abraham. When we read from Genesis 17, 1 to 7. When he said, Abraham, when he was 90 years old, the Lord appeared unto him. That's what we have read from Hebrews. Said, when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Brethren, perfection before the Lord. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Oh, someone said, brother, if God had appeared to me like he appeared to what? Abraham, and has spoken to him the way he spoke to Abraham, I would have also believed. I would have also had the same faith like Abraham had. Oh, yes, sir. And I said, brother, here is him. He's in his word. Praise God. And he's speaking to you now. And it was that time I quoted what? Thomas' situation to him. That Jesus said, blessed is him that had not seen, but yet what? Believed. Praise God. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. Last week we heard it. God, he said, my covenant is with thee. And we know that covenant is between what? Two people or two groups, two countries or two towns. It's always what? Two. Amen. And the covenant is always and all the time. It's a 50-50 something. Amen. I will do this and you will do that. Almost what? 50-50. One had to do something, the other also had to do something. Praise God. Like what? Marriage. Marriage is a covenant. Last week we saw Valentina and Goran. Pastor was asking them a question, which you all know in marriage. That will you take this man as your husband and live with him even in what? In poverty or in joy, in sorrow, in sickness, and everything? Yes, I do. Praise the Lord. And the man also, they asked him, said, yes, I do. They've entered into what? A covenant. But here, God said, my covenant is with thee. Here is a covenant where he has taken everything upon himself. And then he placed an oath upon it. He swore by himself. Praise God. He has taken everything upon himself. And yours and mine is to just what? Believe and accept. That's our portion of what? The covenant. But he will provide everything as long as we believe. As long as we will accept. Then he will do his portion of the covenant. He will provide our needs. All things are possible to them that believe. Amen. He gives to us. Lord, my brother, all these things are what? Covenants under what? Under the blood of Jesus Christ sworn upon it. That if we believe, all things are possible to us. So, brethren, why do we lack in things? Why should we lack? Praise God. Amen. Still, we will get the answer in the scripture. Amen. Many a time, brother, what we ask, search your heart closely. Search your heart closely. You will see that there is what? There is a kind of what? Personal lust somewhere. You are looking for it because you want to do something personally on your own. That's why in James he said, we ask and we receive not because we want to consume it upon our lust. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But if it is what? Faith with an open heart. Sincerely. You need it to glorify his name. My brother, nothing. My sister, nothing can stop. That what you ask of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, there are many testimonies. Many, many. I know many of you here, seated here, you have also the same testimonies. That when you place something upon your heart, and your purpose is to glorify God, it will never fail. Because he's not what? He's faithful to his promise. God is a faithful God. He has never failed in any of his promises. Every covenant that he has laid with the people all had come to pass. Brethren, it is ourselves. It's ourselves. So now, tonight, if you have been looking for something and it's not forthcoming, search and find out. You could see that there is what? Your own lust somewhere. Hindering what? What God needs to do in your life. Search it. You'll find it out. And my brother, drop that lust. Praise God. Drop it. And let everything be unto his glory. Amen. The Lord, he's part of the covenant. He will fulfill it. Amen. And reading here, he said, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. So God will change everything that is undesirable in your life. He will change it. But meanwhile, he said, behold, my covenant is with thee. His covenant is still here with us. Praise God. He said, I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. And so do you think what God have said, he's a liar? I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I'll make nations of thee and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed. And we are the seeds of Abraham. So the covenant is right with us also. The same covenant he gave to Abraham is with us tonight. He said, after thee and their generation for an everlasting covenant. Praise the Lord. He said, for an what? Everlasting covenant. Amen. The prophet asked in one message book, one of these days I'll just find because it's in one of my notes which we will be studying. Why is it not eternal covenant? But he said everlasting covenant. Why is it not eternal covenant? Praise God. The prophet said it's everlasting covenant because it will reach a time. It's what? To cover a space of time. But when time is over, oh, praise God, we don't need any covenant anymore. You get it? When time is finished, when we shall not count days and months and years anymore, we don't need what? Covenant. That is when we have now entered into what? Eternity. Oh, praise God. Oh, and we are just like what? Him. Hallelujah. That's why he said the covenant is what? Everlasting covenant. Up to a time. Up to a period. Praise God. Amen. And when it reaches there, it ceases. When time is no more. Oh, hallelujah. That song, why do you sing it? We shall not count a... Yeah, we shall. What do you say? We shall count. Yeah, we will count time not by years anymore. Yeah. Praise God. Because it's eternity.
Hallelujah.
And that time there's no covenant. But now we need this covenant. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Tonight, brethren, the prophet said something here. I want to read something here. He said, I wonder, in the time that we are living in now, what could we look to that would be more solid than God? He said, God is the Word. So look at the Word of God. Let's look at His Word. The covenant that he said is with us. Let's look at that covenant. Because we need this covenant to receive. To what? To move on in this journey that we are in. Praise God.
Amen.
This covenant he has given to you, that ask and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. Then if we are not using this covenant, is there anything that we can look onto than anything more than the word of God? He said, for your answer. He said, the Bible has the answer for this day. Amen. The Bible has an answer for this day. He said it had it for other days. It got it and it got it what? Forever. Other days it had an answer. Today, it has an answer. Forever, it will get what? An answer. This same book. Because it is what? It is Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, brethren. He said, I will multiply thee exceedingly. I will make thee exceeding fruitful. An everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee. And to thy seed, everlasting he will be our God. He said, this is what? An unconditional, as we heard last week. It's unconditional. He doesn't ask you, do this and I will do that. That's not what he is telling us. That do this and I will do this. But this covenant is what? Unconditional. I rather will do this. Yours is to believe and accept.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called out to go to a place where he should receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. He sojourned in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, for he looked for a city which had foundation and which builder and maker is God. He said, the very thing that we are saying here is very here. The prophet said, oh, you say, I feel good, Brother Branham. If God made a covenant like that with me, well, the prophet said, he did. Amen. Just what we were saying, that somebody said, if God has spoken to me as he spoke to what? Brother, spoke to Abraham, I would also believe. Here in this message, Jehovah Jireh preached in 1958, he said, oh, you say, I would feel good, Brother Branham, if God made a covenant like that with me. And then the prophet said, well, he did. The covenant was not only made with Abraham, but his seed after him. Abraham and his seed. You say, I'm a Gentile. The Bible said, when you are dead in Christ, we take on Abraham's seed and are heirs according to his promise. So there is no way to what? Try to bring down this covenant. Someone says, if God has spoken to me, the prophet said, yes, he did. Because he said this covenant was not to Abraham alone, but unto his seed after him. Amen. Then he said, oh, well, I'm a Gentile. And he said, yes, you are a Gentile, but the scripture says, when you are dead in Christ, Amen. We take Abraham's seed. Amen. And be heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. So it's a question of what? You being dead in Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, the prophet said, some people believe, but they are not in it. He said, you got to be in it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to be in it. You got to be in Christ.
Amen.
He says, many believe. Oh, yes. I believe that baptism must be made in what? In the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in one God. I believe that, yes, exists what? The serpent seed. I believe that women should not preach.
Amen.
I believe all this. But the prophet said, you may not be in Christ. Praise the Lord. You got to be in Christ. And to be in Christ is what? Christ in you. The Holy Spirit. So many believe, but the Holy Spirit is yet not in. It's possible, my brother, my sister. That's why we need to all the time, many a time, sit down. My sister, sit down. My brother, sit down. Sincerely examine yourself. Put yourself down and examine it. Just one day, you went out and came in. Begin to what? Recollect all where you went, what you said, what you looked. Praise the Lord. And begin to what? Search yourself and see. Hey, did I spend a day as a true Christian? Brethren, it's needful. It's needful. Examining yourself. You come back from wherever you went, you sit down. Then bring those things back again. And watch. I went here. I said this. I did that. I looked at this place. I did this. And begin to watch. Brethren, immediately. If there is what? Somewhere you faltered, go down your knees. Lord, forgive me. Raise up your hand.
Amen.
Oh, yes. God, Jesus Christ. He's ready to receive any son, any daughter that will what? Confess and see his wrong. He's ready to what? To forgive. Brethren, we need that.
Amen.
Amen. We need that. We want what? The Holy Spirit to always be in our lives.
Amen.
Brethren, he said, you may believe, And yet, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Serious. You may believe, and still you don't have the Holy Ghost. But it's all about what? Christ in you. Then you are in Christ. It's now, if you are a church member, it doesn't mean you are Abraham's seed. But if you are born again by the Holy Spirit, you are Abraham's seed. And the faith that Abraham has dwells in you. Amen. The faith that Abraham had, it was what? A strong faith. Praise God. He never looked at the circumstances. Brethren, that is one of the things that always hinder our word, our request to be what? To be fulfilled. We look at the circumstances. But the circumstances look so, it looks very impossible. But is there anything that is impossible to God? All things are possible. Praise the Lord. So, if you are Abraham's seed, the prophet is saying that the faith that was in Abraham dwells in you. And Abraham never, ever looked at what? The circumstances. He never looked at them. That's what the scriptures say. He never what? Looked at the deadness of his body. 99 years. And still believing that what God has said, it will come to pass. Said he never looked at what? The deadness of what? Sarah's womb. But he believed that he that had promised is able to what? To bring to pass. He's more than able. If you are Abraham's seed, he said, Abraham's faith dwells in you. He said, Abraham called everything contrary to God's promise. No matter how discouraging that it seemed, Abraham still refused to see anything but what God said was what? The truth. The faith of Abraham we are talking about, is it in you? Praise the Lord. That he refused to accept anything that is contrary to what God has spoken. He refused it. Amen. Well, so when Jesus said, by my stripes ye are healed. My brother, when sickness comes, look at the sickness and tell that sickness, look, you better get out because there is no place here for you. Amen. Amen. You better get out. If it is on your child, just put your hands upon him. Say, Lord, I have Abraham's faith in me. Who always refused to accept anything that is contrary to your word. Because he said, by your stripes, we are healed. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. So in the own name, in Jesus' name, sickness, get out of here. Amen. I have Abraham's faith. Praise God. Abraham refused to see anything, but that's what God said. Was always the truth. Amen. And then he called. And then we call ourselves Abraham's seed. And doubt everything God says. Now the prophet is speaking to us. So we call ourselves Abraham's seed. And then we doubt what God has said. Do you believe that by his stripes we are healed?
Amen.
That whatever sickness that comes, it has no place in you. No place in your child. Amen. No place in your home. No place. Tell that sickness to get out from your house. Praise God. Because you are Abraham. Stand there and tell that sickness, hey, look, I am Abraham's seed. Praise the Lord. I am Abraham's seed. And I refuse everything that is contrary to the word. Jesus told me that by his stripes I am healed. Get out from here. You are just an intruder. Amen. He said, we call ourselves Abraham's seed and doubt everything God says. He said, can't trust from one night to the other. You see? What a poor subject we are. To be the church of the living God. God said, walk before me and be perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. If we say that we are what? The children of the living church. God, the living church. Then, brother, living is what? Life. It's not a dead place. Amen. Abraham received this divine promise in the midst of very telling circumstances, with natural proofs and evidence that this divine promise was impossible.
Yes.
What he was in, the circumstances that he was in natural, it was what? Impossible. But one thing is that with God, all things are possible. He said, Abraham didn't look at anything as the circumstances. He didn't think about them. That's one thing, brethren. Oh, you may what? By faith, cast something out. And then, in your mind, the pain is still there. Brethren, that's what you are feeling in that place. Said, he didn't think about them. He never thought about how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so. And that's the same spirit is upon us. The prophet said that same spirit is upon us, the children of Abraham, making us face the same thing. He will make us to face the same thing so we can use that same faith. He said, for the power is there. No one should go and pray, oh Lord, give me power, Lord, give me power. No, sir. Power is already in you. Amen. The power already is there.
Amen.
You have been created in his image.
Amen.
The power is already there. But it remains what? The faith to use that power. Praise God. Faith to use that power that is in you. Now he said, Abraham, you walk before me. Be perfect. And how he was going to bless him and multiply him. Now, if we looked at the natural side, why? It was impossible for him to have this child by Sarah. Why? All the resources of life were gone. Sarah's 90 years old, Abraham 100 years. Why? You tell that to a doctor today. Amen. Tell that to a doctor today. A man 100 years old and his wife 90, she was going to have a child. He said, tell that to a doctor today. Praise the Lord. Why? You know that they will lock you up in the psychopathic ward somewhere, saying that, why? That old fellow and that old lady, they are getting off their mind. They are getting off. Praise the Lord. Oh, if you hold your myself and my wife, even now, praise the Lord. I'm 65 and she's 63. If we walk into today any doctor's consultation room, I say, doctor, I'm 65. My wife is 63, and I'm sure my wife is pregnant, so check her. We're coming for a checkup. Praise the Lord. The doctor will take his phone and said, please, security, come and take these people away because before they take something to hit my head. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See?
Hallelujah.
That's what the prophet is saying here.
Amen.
He said, a man 100 years and a wife 90. He said, tell any doctor, they walk to a doctor's consulting room. He will just call the security that take these people to what? The psychopathic what? Because something is getting crazy in their minds. Oh, hallelujah. What the world says is impossible. Faith says it's possible. But you don't look at the circumstances. Brethren, that is the whole thing. Never let us, let's begin to just take this word that we will never look at what? Circumstances. The circumstances are many. They are many in everything that we are looking for. There are many circumstances around them. That is the work of the devil. Telling you it's not possible. Oh, don't look at them. Don't listen to them. Amen. He said, don't. He said, Abraham never thought of it. Praise God. He never thought of it. He just looked at the promise. All other things were what? He considered them as lie. Amen. Brethren, let's not look at the circumstances. That's the thing tonight. Take it upon your heart. I'm not going to look at what? The circumstances and the difficulties that go with what I'm looking for. But I'm looking at the promise of God, the covenant that is with me. That all things are possible to them that believe. That when I ask, it shall be given unto me. When I seek, I will find. When I knock, the doors will be opened. Because he's the one that opens and no one can close. Amen. The doors are closed. He said, I will open. And no one can close it. And it still stands tonight. Amen. It still stands. Oh, brother, my own, I believe it. But it's about 5 years now. I'm still waiting for it. Yes, wait for it, my sister. Amen. My brother, wait for it. Because he has a purpose. Why go to wait? Amen. And his purpose is always good. Don't go before him. Stay behind him. And let him want to lead. Because he is our shepherd. And we are the sheep of his pasture. Praise God. He knows all that is good for you and me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you know, you remember the drama that Lubanza gave about us. That you are not who you are. Amen. The drama, you have come to be what you are. But your real self is there. Praise the Lord. Brethren, he said, now, that's the same way about maybe the lady in the wheelchair here or some of you there with cancer. You see, the prophet was speaking with what? With authority and faith. Amen. He believed that those people, that wheelchair man was going to work. Amen. He believed that every cancer that was in the congregation, they were going to be healed. Amen. Oh, amen. But now it depended upon the people now. That you will not doubt. Praise God. So it is to us tonight that you won't doubt. You won't look at what? The circumstances. Tonight, don't look at them. But look at the promise. The covenant that is given to you. Amen. He has sworn over it upon his own self because there was no one. Oh, to swear by. So he swore by himself. Said, blessing, I'll bless you. Multiply, I'll multiply you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It still stands as Abraham's seed. It still stands for us. Amen. Tonight, my brother, let's look at the faith of Abraham is in the seed. Abraham's seed is in us also. Abraham never looked at the circumstances. Anything that was contrary to the word of God, he said, it is what? It's a lie. It comes from the devil. Said that man, oh, that lady in the wheelchair here. Oh, yes, sir. And some of you that have cancer, the doctor says You can't get well. Now, if you believe that, then you can't get well.
Amen.
If you believe the doctor, if you believe this, look at the circumstances, then you can never receive what you are looking for tonight. My brother, but you've got to look at the divine promise.
Amen.
Got to look at the divine promise. Lady, you are looking at the chart, but I'm looking at what? The divine promise. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You are looking at what the doctor said about you.
Amen.
Oh, all these medicals. You are looking at it. The prophet said, I'm not looking at that.
Amen.
I'm looking at the divine promise.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you are looking for, my brother, my sister, if that man sitting there and looked at the opposition, oh, he will never receive what he wants. So tonight we have just 15 minutes to pray. Brethren, our time of coming to Wednesday meetings, we were all late tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us quicken our pace.
Amen.
Praise God. So that we'll be here because we want to always, Wednesdays, we want to close 9 o'clock. That's why even the son leader had not yet finished. I had to just walk in because we didn't start at the right time. Praise God. Let's look at the promise, brethren. Let's look at the promise. Son leader, please come. Let's look at the promise tonight, brethren. The covenant is with thee. Amen. It's in your hands. If you are Abraham's seed, then he said, Abraham's faith is in you. That same faith is in you. Never look at what? The circumstances. Tonight, I know everybody has what? Something upon his heart. Oh, you children, tonight. Children, listen. Listen closely. What do you want tonight? What do you want the Lord to do for you? Savior, what do you want the Lord to do for you? Don't ask mommy. You yourself, you know what? Ruth, what do you want the Lord to do for you? Ah, oh, Ruth have already answered. Praise God. Then pray tonight, eh? Pray. Tell Jesus he will give it to you, okay? Hannah, what do you want? Yes, pray. He's here. He will give it to you, okay? All the children here,
amen.
What you are looking for, just look unto him. I want the children tonight, all of you, pray also and ask what you want.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. My brother, can you give us something so that we will rest upon it and ask tonight, looking at the divine promise, not looking at what? The circumstances, but looking at the divine promise. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, if I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord. I know you make a way. I know the Lord will make a way.
Yes, as you are singing it, see, believe it. Believe it in your heart. Believe it in your heart.
The Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life,
if I live a holy life,
shall I
be wrong and do the right?
I know my Lord will make a way. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord, I know he'll make a way for me. Yes, for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me and you. I know the Lord will make a way
for me. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul. Oh,
tonight, my brother,
soul,
tonight, my sister, oh, my little children,
sweep tonight, over my soul.
Whatever is on your heart,
whatever is on your heart, is complete.
Just believe
while I say
that, as you ask, you have it already.
Sweep over,
believe that you have it already.
Oh,
believe that you have it already.
Touch the Lord.
Our Father Abraham,
he goes by.
He knew that the God that he was serving, he was a God of Jehovah Jireh. That he provides every
need to supply.
That's why he told,
reach out and touch,
he told his son Isaac,
is he good?
The Lord will provide. The Lord God will provide himself.
Touch the Lord. Yes, he goes.
That's
by
Abraham. That's
you
him.
You will find his
God
too busy to hear your heart's cry.
He was going without any lamp.
By this moment,
when he was asked
to supply,
he said,
reach
the Lord God,
and touch the Lord.
He will provide himself a lamp. And the Lord provided himself a lamp. Tonight,
hallelujah.
Tonight, my brother, you are a seed of Abraham. Consider that in your heart. That you are. That's what you are. Because he said, anyone that has been in Christ, dead in Christ, you have what? You have the seed of Abraham in you. Tonight, my brother, my sister,
amen.
Look at the very one.
Hallelujah.
He said you are a seed too. We have read many things about him. Tonight, stand in that same faith. He said that faith is in you. That same faith is in you. Abraham's faith is in you. So call the things that are not to come into existence. Things that are not, let them appear. Your faith will bring them. Your faith. Your faith. These few days, what the Lord has done for me and my family, I just see that this is the hand of God. God's got to be God. He's here, my brother. He's with us all the time. He's with us. He's with us. I have my own request tonight. I have my request. And Lord, I want to come back to give testimony on it. Oh Lord Jesus. The car that Pastor gave to me, which someone just came and knocked it off. They are playing all this. You call the policeman, he's not there, he's here, he's that. But Lord, tomorrow, I am not going to the village. Tomorrow will be the end of these dilly-dallies. Lord, I want to come back and tell the church, this is what you did. I'm resting on you, Lord. That you go before me, wherever I go tomorrow, Lord, that I will find favor. That the captain of the Lord host will go in there before me and bring this issue to an end. That's my faith, Lord. Abraham's faith. Abraham's faith. Lord Jesus, I pray for my brother. I pray for my brother, my sister. Lord, you've done it. You said we should look at what you have done. You did it for Hannah. You did it for Rebecca. You did it for Sarah. And Lord, we are also a pistol being read of all men. We have read, Lord Jesus, all this from your holy book. And you have made us a continuation, Lord, of the same epistle being read, oh God, being read. Of the people that are without. Yes, that community, they know my sister is looking for the fruit of the womb. Oh, those people over there, they know her. And Lord, you have made us the continuity of the pistol being read of all men. We have read, Lord, all that you did for Hannah, you did for Rebecca, you did for Sarah. We have read. Now we are the walking pistol being read of people without. Lord Jesus. We know the Lord. As the prophet said, I'm not looking at the chart. With all those medical, long, long letters, we are not looking at that, oh God. But we are looking at the divine promise. Just like Abraham looked at your word, oh God. We are looking at your word also tonight. Because you are the same God, you change it not the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, my brother, who is looking for documents? all these years. Oh Lord, you no situation that you cannot change. There is no situation where you cannot change. Oh yes, you can turn. You can turn everything. Oh, you can. The one that can bring down all storms and winds and billows and made the sun to shine again. Lord, every stormy situation in the life of your children in this church, oh Lord Jesus, you can take the gloom and fill it with your glory. Lord, every storm in the life of your children in this house, every wind, every billows, Lord Jesus, you can make the sun to shine again. Let your sun, Lord, shine again. Change the situation, Lord. But oh God, whatever request brethren who are looking for documents have placed, wherever their requests are, Lord Jesus, make it possible. Those who are looking for jobs, oh yes, Lord Jesus. We don't believe that a door can be closed. No door can be closed against your children. You are the one can open all doors tonight, Lord. We believe by faith. We believe it. We believe it, Lord. We believe it. We believe it, Lord. With faith. 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 Thank you, Lord, as I said to the prophet, the Christians doesn't look at circumstances. He looks at the word and stands still. We thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. We thank you, Lord. Even, Lord, our short prayer, Lord. So what, Lord Jesus, we want us to say. And, Lord, we've spoken by faith. Lord, we are coming back. We are coming back to give testimonies. We are coming back to give testimonies. We are coming back to give testimonies. We thank you, we bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many believe? Amen. Amen. Abraham's seed. You have that same faith in you. And it's possible. All that you have asked tonight, just look at the divine promise. Amen. When the devil tried to come and say, get behind me, brother. Get out. Amen. Give us that song so that I
He's an answering God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
is an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, is an answering God.
Yes, Lord, we believe it, Lord.
I prayed in the morning, I prayed at noon time, I prayed at the evening time. How we should pray all the time. Help me, Lord, to pray like Jesus, He prayed.
God,
He answers all my prayers.
When I plead in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
Amen. We believe that He's an answering God.
Amen.
Brother George, just give us a short prayer.
Father, we thank Thee for Your goodness. We thank Thee, Lord, even in Thy kindness for meeting with us, even in the way of Your word this night. Lord, nothing is by chance. All things, Father, O God, are in Your divine providence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, You lead us now. You guide us, O God. And Lord, Father, though it may seem like there's a stillness or a quietness, but help us to always remember that, Lord, Father, You are never far. You are
Amen.
So close. That, Lord, Father, oh, Jehovah, if You were like Gehazi to open our eyes, Lord, we'd be shocked to see the multitudes of angels that are with us even now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank Thee for Your word. We thank Thee for Your mercy. And we are looking unto Thee, Lord, believing that, Lord, Father, even as our brother said, Lord, if You, Lord, provide those things that we have asked for, we promise to come back and testify,
Amen.
Father, to Your children, oh, God. Provide each and every, Father, need that we'd have tonight, Lord. Father, provide from this night on, Lord, that, Lord, Father, we would give to Thee the glory that belongeth unto Thee,
Amen.
O God. Bless us as we part. Keep us, Jesus, we pray. You know, some desire jobs, some desire paperwork, some sickness, some whatever the
Amen.
Situation. But, Lord, it's all a need before Thee, O God. And, Lord, as we have sung, hallelujah, You are an answering God, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You've never failed to supply, Father, our every needs, Lord. We ask Your grace, Lord. Be with our young brother Maxwell that side. Keep him, O God, that he may, Lord, Savior, Father, be used to witness to the people that side, O God.
Yes, Lord.
And guide us now, we pray, as we part. Part with us, Jesus, we pray. Grant us Your mercy always, Lord. Grant us Your grace that, Lord, Father, even when we'd go home, Father, we'd continue to pray, Lord, Father. For prayer is not for church, but prayer is a constant relationship with Thee, O God. And we desire, O God, Lord, Father, if we could, Lord, put, Lord, Father, faith, Lord, even in this prayer of life, Lord, Savior God.
Yes.
We'd constantly, Lord, Savior God, Father, provoke our lives with a closer walk with Thee, O God.
Amen.
Be with us as we part. Keep us as we part, Lord. And bring us back on Friday, Lord, even as our brother says, on time, Father, to Your house. Pardon us for our slackness, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Always remember brethren who were not here. Remember them in prayer. And always also remember your pastor all the time when you are praying. Just remember him in prayer.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's one another, keeping one another in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Let's provoke one another to love. So remember, pray for as many that were not here. Pray for your pastor and the family. In Jesus' name, amen.
In my river,
worship you.